For example, Peter, these are indicated as date is 08/13/2022. Dictation is for Sebastian Reyna. Reyna spells R-E-Y-N-A. Sebastian spells S-E-B-A-S-T-I-N. Date of birth is 05/16/2000. This is a 22-year-old gentleman with a history of muscular dystrophy. Is there for a follow-up period? Patients is accompanied by a mom who states that he's currently undergoing physical therapy. And the therapists think he is having some back difficulties because he may have scoliosis and there to be checked, period. Patients also reports that the braces that he needs, his insurance does not cover it, and then there's a need for us to complete a form, a STAR exemption form, so that they can cover his braces. They were advised to get a form so I can fill it out and send it for forward to wherever it needs to go to, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit, no changes, period. Next paragraph. Review of systems, all systems were reviewed and were negative, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. He's alert oriented, no acute distress, vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 98% of rumor, blood pressure 134/92, pulse 78, respiration 18, temperature 98.1, period. Next paragraph. T-spine correction back. Here's some mild lateral curvature of his back. No tenderness to palpation, no step off, no crepitus. Range of motion with some discomfort, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one, back pain. Number two, muscular dystrophy. Patient will have will do an x-ray, a scoliosis survey of his back. Mom was also advised to bring the form for STAR exemption. Was given the opportunity to ask questions. Says she has none. End of dictation.